We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On the AT&T hotline is Joel Lundquist, who played with Rasmus Dahlin. Joel, good morning. My name's Jeremy. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've talked to a lot of people about Rasmus Dahlin. You would have played with him. So I guess the first question is, how much of the hype is justified? Buffalo is pretty excited to win the lottery. Everybody's been paying attention to him and just how good he is, all the comparisons. In your experience playing, watching players, how good is Rasmus Dahlin?
You could tell early he was something else. I mean, you heard a lot of good stuff about him like 2 years ago, and then he came up and had his first practice with us in the elite team, and he did stuff out there right away that's like, okay, this kid is something special. So and from then he's been better and better, and I think this year he mature a lot, and he's a top player in Sweden, and I think the whole Sweden is excited to maybe have a number one pick in the draft this year, and hopefully it's him.
Do you many Buffalo fans are probably counting on the fact that it will be Dahlin that goes first overall. Do you get the sense that he would be, obviously he wants to play in the NHL, how excited he would be for it, how much he thinks he's ready for it?
I think he got a spot in the Olympic team here this season, and he played some national team games, and he had a big part of our team this year. So he had a really good year for him. He's still young. He's going to improve and get even better, but he got all the skills to play in the NHL for sure. I played against a lot of different players over the years, and how he moves, how he sees the ice is special. So he got those tools already, and then, of course, he needs to improve some stuff. But I think he's ready to play for the next year.
Do you think there'll be a big adjustment for the for Dahlin when it comes to changing ice surface?
Of course, it's a different game a little bit, and it's a lot of pressure. But I think he's been playing with pressure since he was 16. It's been a lot of talk about him, but of course, it's going to be even more next year if he plays in the NHL and all that. But he's a smart kid, smart player, and I think he will adjust his game pretty quick. But like I said, it's a lot of pressure on him, and hopefully they don't judge him after one or two games.
Yeah, right. So a little bit of patience. How about Dahlin's patience in himself? Is there a level of maturity there that you've seen in him that he knows he's a young player, he's immensely talented, but is he the kind of guy that's going to be coachable? Is it the kind of guy that's going to be patient with himself?
Yeah, I think you saw a big difference comparing his first year in our team to this season. He matured a lot, and he learned when to do stuff. He's a special player that's really good one-on-one and can do stuff with the puck, but you have to learn when to do it and not. And I think this year he really stepped up, and he can play like an easy game too, and play the simple stuff as well. So I think that's a key for him too, to really read off the situations, when to do the harder stuff and just play simple, and that was a big adjustment he did for this year, I think.
when he's playing with Frölunda, when he's playing over there, you know, is it normal for a player that's that young to be playing in that league?
Not in that age. I mean, like I said, I'm 36 now, and I've seen a lot of young players coming up. But to play that good, like game after game in that age when he was 15, 17, and this year, I never seen that before. So he's got extra talent for sure.
When it comes to someone that's that young in a locker room, do you feel like it's the team has a responsibility to make sure that the environment is good? Like, does it make a locker room different for your team when you've got a 16, 17-year-old kid in there?
Well, we have a pretty young team from the start. A lot of players been playing in the junior teams in Frölunda. So, you know, some guys, and I mean, I've been playing the junior team myself, so... but like I said, he's a smart player. He read off and he mature and was pretty quiet in the beginning, but after a while he gets more comfortable and he was more relaxed in the group. But of course it's important to have players to help them out and with stuff outside the rink sometimes.
Yeah, Joel Lundquist on the AT&T hotline on Rasmus Dahlin, likely future first pick of the Buffalo Sabres. Joel, thank you for the time, and best of luck. Hold on, Brayton, you have a question?
Yeah, Joel, okay. I really just wanted to ask you real quick also about Victor Olofsson.
Oh, of course,
you spent
right.
a lot of time playing with Victor Olofsson for the past 2 years. Just wanted to get your overall thoughts of his game in your time playing with him in Frölunda.
He had a great season, improved a lot. He had the quickness, the shot, but now he was like stronger in all situations. And I think he had he's very explosive in his game. Really good off the ice too, good guy. So hopefully he will. Take a spot in the team next year in Buffalo. I really hope so.
Do you think that he can make that transition to the NHL right away, or do you think he needs some time to learn the game a little bit in North America?
He has the speed and the shot for sure. Like I said, he was much stronger in the battles and all that, so I think he has the tools, and it's a little different game, so it's going to be interesting to see. But he's so skilled and has those, skating and shots. So it's going to be interesting. I really hope he makes the team there.
One other player I wanted to ask you real quick on, and I know that you didn't get the chance to play with him, but you did get the chance to play against him for the past few years. Lawrence Pilot, the Sabres just signed him to a new deal. What was it like playing against him, and can you give us anything about what you thought of his game?
Skilled player for sure. He does very well. Normally maybe I don't pay attention to other players out there, but like I said, he moved the puck very well and good skating. So, it's a good player for sure.
All right, Joel Lundquist on the AT&T Hotline. Joel, thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.